All right, I will call the meeting to order. We have a 3:30 agenda item. It's meeting to consider matters related to county assistance. An action item, consider approval or denial of indigent decisions and signing of liens. So with that, I'll hand it over to staff.
Thank you, commissioners. First item is regarding case number 2009-1030. The applicant has paid the account in full, and so we ask that the lien be terminated.
Chairman, I move that the board releases the lien on case number 2009-1030 as presented.
All right, I would second that. So motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. Regarding case number 2026-5, there was an application for cremation assistance that was submitted to county assistance on 11-26-25. The daughter of the decedent submitted the application. And per the investigation, it has been determined that the decedent was a Canyon County resident. In addition, in speaking with decedent's daughter and per Cloverdale Funeral Home, the bill has been paid in full. And so with that resource, the decedent is not determined to be indigent.
Thank you for the information, Yvonne. Chairman, I move that the board denies case number 2026-5 as the applicant or the decedent is not indigent. We are not the payer of last resort.
Okay, I would second that motion. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And then the last case number 2026-6, there was an application for cremation assistance submitted to our office. This particular case, the Canyon County Board of Community Guardians was appointed temporary guardian on September 11, 2025, and then permanent guardian and conservator on 11-24-25. The decedent passed away on 11-25-25, just not even within 24 hours of that appointment.
Wow.
The decedent was a resident of Canyon County. She resided at Wellspring Health and Rehab. And as you can see in the assets and income, she received $967. Of that amount, she received $30 a month. The remaining amount went to Wellspring for her care. So with that information, it has been determined that she is indigent.
Chairman, I move that the board approves case number 2026-6 due to the findings on this case and the applicant is indigent.
All right. I would second that motion. Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Thank you.
Chairman, I move we adjourn.
All right. I would second. Motion has been made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.
Okay.